And so, based on those findings, based on the findings of what the EPA is ultimately able to conclude around this too, where is the liability? Where do you believe that, and what we already know about the hazardous materials, what has taken place, and the number of people impacted? I mean, the scope of this seems quite large when you think about the number of people who have been displaced from their homes, trying to figure out how long some of this will continue to have longer impacts on the environment that they live in as well. And what accountability do you hold to Norfolk Southern?
Well, EPA has already sent a letter notifying, in a formal way, notifying Norfolk Southern of its responsibilities. Obviously, I can't get ahead of an investigation that is active and ongoing, but Norfolk Southern will have to answer to EPA for the environmental side and to our department if there were any violations of rules that were found that emerged in the NTSB process. And I do think they really need to be on the ground, also just playing a role in making sure these folks get the information that they need. People have been told, based on the air quality testing, that the air is safe. They're continuing to ask a lot of questions about the water, about the soil. Again, EPA is doing good work on the ground. So are the state leadership. I have spoken both to the governor of Ohio and the governor of Pennsylvania, understand their concerns and working on how we can be helpful in the long run. But the bottom line and the most urgent thing right now is to make sure that the residents are taken care of.